Welcome to Just a Minute.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world, but also to welcome to the programme four exciting, dynamic personalities who are going to play Just a Minute. And they are, seated on my right, Paul Merton and Sheila Hancock, and seated on my left, Will Self and Ross Noble. Please welcome all four of them. Beside me sits Hayley Sterling. She's going to help me with the score. She'll blow the whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the RADA studios in the West Central area of London. And we're going to begin the show this week with Paul Merton. Who better? Paul, Hair of the Dog. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
In The Hound of the Baskervilles, Sir Henry Baskerville...
Will challenge.
Baskerville.
And Baskervilles. Hound of the Baskervilles and
Henry Baskerville. Well, Baskervilles is more than one Baskerville, so that's three.
Mm.
He did say Baskerville and Baskervilles.
Mm. Mm. But Baskerville is contained within Baskerville.
Yes. I know we're dealing with an intellectual here, but I don't think... Well, I can grant it within the rules of Just a Minute. So, Paul, an incorrect challenge. You have a point for that. You keep the subject. There are still 56 seconds available. Hair of the Dog, starting now.
Basking outside my villa, I thought about the hair of the dog. Sherlock Holmes examined the case. He realised that this hellhound from previous centuries was undoubtedly...
Will challenge again.
I thought you repeated hound, but I could be wrong.
Yes, it is a possibility, isn't it?
You're quite right, Will. At the beginning, is it the Hound of the Baskervilles?
Yes.
That's it, right. The Hair of the Dog is a subject, Will, and you have 45 seconds starting now.
A common euphemism for a hangover cure. Some of these are Jägermeister and also Fernet Branca, which you can buy in Italy if you happen to be in that country. It has struck me as a bizarre aspect of the contemporary era that Jägermeister has become...
Got back at you there for the correct challenge. 23 seconds available. Hair of the Dog starting now.
I'd never stripped a boy's oi before, but suddenly I got the razor out and I realised I was going to shave this dog.
Ross, challenge.
A repetition of dog.
Yes. Oh,
Hair
no, it's
the
on
dog.
The card. Hair of the Dog.
I'm an idiot.
You can mention the subject or the words within the subject. So, Ross, I know you haven't played it for a while, but
rusty,
don't,
rusty,
not
sorry.
To worry, Diane. It's lovely to hear from you. So an incorrect challenge upon the point to Paul.
I thought it was Hound of the Baskervilles.
Paul, 16 seconds are still available. Hair of the Dog starting now.
The Labrador was wearing a toupee. There was no two ways about it.
Still a challenge.
I question this Labrador wearing a toupee.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's
a dog doesn't wear a toupee. I mean, it can't. I mean, you might have one and put it on the dog, a fancy dress.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it is possible for a dog to have a toupee.
Yeah, but he did not establish that it was a sort of dressing up aspect of the dog. So I have to give it the benefit of the doubt occasionally, and
yes,
it goes
absolutely.
To Sheila on this occasion. Yeah. So, Sheila, you have a point. You have Hair of the Dog as a subject, and there are 12 seconds available starting now.
You have curly ones and long, like...
Full challenge.
Hesitation, sadly.
I think there was a hesitation,
yes.
Sheila.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, she had the benefit of the doubt last time, so
yeah.
Paul gets it this time. And there are 8 seconds still available, Paul. Hair of the Dog starting now.
This corgi had the most fantastic moustache. Wax tips.
No corgi has a moustache.
No, you're
a moustache right needs to be a discreet piece of hair, and as anybody knows who's a dog lover, when you start shaving a dog, it's difficult to know where to stop.
Oh, the dog always tells you.
Will, I gave it against Paul last time about the toupee, and I have to give it to you now on this one about the moustache on the dog, because they weren't actually dressing him up for... Well, he didn't establish it was dressing
no,
him up.
No, not in the 2 seconds I was talking. But never mind.
Never mind. Will, you have a point for that. And you have 4 seconds. Hair of the Dog starting now.
I myself have not required any sort of restorative.
Whoever Yes, speaking. In this game, when the whistle goes, gains an extra point, and it was Will Self on this occasion. And Sheila, we'd like you to start the next round. The big cheese. That's the subject. Tell us something about it in this game, starting now.
Well, the big cheese of just a minute is very definitely Nick. Oh. Who else is as cheesy as him? Have a memory that there is a game played in Gloucestershire where they roll a cheese.
Will challenge.
Hesitation, I'm afraid. The cheese was teetering there on the brink of rolling, but it didn't get going.
I think you described it very well. Mm. So I give you the benefit of the doubt, and 44 seconds, Will. The big cheese starting now.
The biggest cheese that I know in terms of its bouquet and in terms of its finish.
Oh, Ross challenge, yes.
A repetition of in terms of.
In terms of, yes.
Indeed. Yes. That's so annoying.
The big cheese, Ross, 38 seconds starting now.
People don't realise that the giant ball rolling after Indiana Jones was, in fact, the big cheese. A giant Edam, in fact. The whole thing.
Will challenge.
Giant repetition of.
So it was a big cheese, not a giant cheese.
Oh, well. Synonyms, they always defeat me.
So, Ross, an incorrect challenge. 30 seconds are still available. The big cheese starting now.
The big cheese can be the way to describe the boss of a company. This leads to problems in cheese companies because they say, where's the big cheese?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah. Plurals defeat me as well.
Yeah, and we don't want to be too keen, Will.
No.
So an incorrect challenge, and that's another point to Ross, and 23 seconds, the big cheese, starting now.
Wisconsin in America is famous for its cheese-making. The people that...
Oh, Paul challenge.
Well, I don't know. It could be a hesitation.
That was a hesitation, yes, Paul. Some point to you, and 18 seconds available, the big cheese, starting now.
Louis looked round the room. Every one of the hoodlums in that particular square box owed him a living. More than that, they wanted to know that he was the new king. The big cheese. He was going to extend his tentacles down the east side, over on the west, and perhaps best of all, his heart.
So, Paul Merton then speaks as a whistle Wayne gained that extra point. He's increased his lead over Will Self and Ross Noble and Sheila Hancock in that order. And, Will, we're with you to begin. And the subject they've chosen for you now, I'm sure, up your street, paperback writer. 60 seconds if you want it, starting now.
Paperback Writer was the title of the Beatles' 11th single. It appeared in 1968. Apparently...
Paul challenge.
1965. It was released in 1965. The B-side was Rain.
Paul, you said it with such confidence, I'm inclined to believe you, but...
I wouldn't if I were you.
I wouldn't.
That's the benefit of the doubt.
We put it to the audience.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Has anyone got Google?
If you think it was 1968, then you cheer for Will. And if you think it was 65, you boo for
an opinion.
And do it all together now. Hooray! You have the benefit of the doubt, right?
That's what happens if you ask people to vote. So, 1968 it is.
So, that last remark of your, Paul, does deserve a bonus point. So, give him a bonus point for that. But, Will, you were interrupted, so you have a point for an interruption, and you've got the subject, and 52 seconds available. Paperback writer starting now.
Lennon and McCartney were apparently inspired to write this little ditty.
Paul challenge.
John Lennon didn't write any of it, but put it to the vote by all means. Sure that Paul McCartney was in the Beatles.
Lennon and McCartney, they were responsible. I don't know who actually penned the words. I think colloquially what you said was correct.
Yeah, thank you, Nicholas.
So we give you the benefit of the doubt and 46 seconds on paperback writer starting now.
Inspiration.
I haven't got a challenge. I just thought I'd see what would happen.
Well, what would happen is that Will was interrupted. It gets another point, and we enjoyed your interruption, but I can't give you a bonus point for that. It wasn't good enough. And 45 seconds, Will, still on paperback writer, starting now.
The apocryphal story, in my view, is that the songwriters took their inspiration from the sight of Ringo Starr wandering around the practice room reading a paperback book. I find this extremely unlikely, as it is well known.
Sheila Chanish.
Is it a repetition of the word book?
Yes. You mentioned the book before. Well done, Sheila. Well listened. And you've got 28 seconds. On the paperback writer, starting now.
Paperback writer. I think it goes something like that. I understand.
Ross,
let's ask the audience.
It really doesn't.
They might never have heard of it.
What's your challenge, Ross?
It doesn't go like that.
No, but Ross, you did say it goes something like that.
It goes, there's a lot of it at the end.
Okay, fair enough. So, but we loved your interruption, so give him a bonus point for that.
No!
But Sheila, you were interrupted, so you get a point, and you've got 21 seconds on paperback writer starting now.
As I understand it, it was because they wanted to write a play.
Ross, challenge.
A little bit of hesitation.
Yes, hesitation there, Ross. You've got the subject. You have 16 seconds. You tell us something about paperback writer, starting now.
We've all heard of the silverback gorilla, but not the paperback.
Sheila, challenge.
I haven't. Which particular one were you talking about?
The silverback gorilla.
Silverback gorilla.
Well, technically speaking, an adult male gorilla is a silverback, but I don't think you can speak, Ross, of the silverback gorilla as if it were an entity.
I should have said collectively gorillas that are of a silverback nature.
That's right. Logically, you should have said
that. That was the original.
Absolutely.
That was the original lyric of the Beatles song.
Will.
Silverback nature. And then
it's
they all
lovely
came out in gorilla
you on the
costumes.
Show, but I can't get bonus points for pedantry. I'm sorry. And so, Ross, an incorrect challenge. You still have paperback writer. 12 seconds starting now.
They are inherently unstable apes, and therefore you need a paperback writer.
Will, challenge.
That's simply not true. They are not inherently unstable.
You knew nothing about them a minute ago.
On the contrary, I just lost a point for pedantry. Gorillas are my specialist subject. I, in fact, live with a gorilla.
You live with a gorilla?
I live with a gorilla in a close, intimate and loving relationship.
And I got into trouble for sticking a bleeding toupee on a Labrador. He's living with a gorilla.
So
I only put a moustache on a corgi. That's all I did, Governor.
But don't worry. Well, right. I'm not allowing it. Ross, it was an incorrect challenge, so you have 8 seconds still. Paperback writer starting now.
So when one of those massive hairy beasts goes down, you require a paperback writer who can lift him back up into the tree so that he is able...
So, Ross Noble was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and he has moved forward. He's now only 1 point behind Will Self and Paul Merton, who are in the lead ahead of Sheila Hancock. Right, Ross, it's actually your turn to begin. Salvador Dali. Tell us something about that man in this game, starting now.
Salvador Dali was very famous for the lobster phone, which is why he fell out with Rick Stein. Every time he went round to his restaurant, he kept taking crustaceans and placing them on communication devices. That chef was furious. People would ring up attempting to get a table, and instead his ears would be bitten repeatedly over and over again.
Will, you're keen. What is it?
Well, I'm afraid over and then again over means that he's over. Yeah,
and also, to be fair, they don't bite, they pinch. So,
well, I would have let that go.
Salvador Dali, Will, 36 seconds, starting now.
Most famous, in my opinion, for his depictions of melting timepieces, the artist Salvador Dali also possessed some of the most acuminate mustachios I have ever seen in my life. So pointy were these top lip decorating hair appurtenances that they often threatened to put out the eyes of his wife Gala when they were making love. Ooh, Salvador, get away from me.
Well, Will, you may not have played the game before, but you've found a technique which is very successful. You hold back on your delivery so that you don't speak as rapidly as some of the other people.
No, and that's actually how I talk in real life.
Anyway, you were speaking to the whistle. When again the extra point, and you take the lead, one ahead of Ross Noble and Paul Merton, and it's... Paul, it's your turn to begin again. Ah, I'm sure this is something you know a lot about. A Night at the Opera. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I went to the opera once, the English National Opera, sometime...
Will challenge.
No. Just a complete failure. It was a total blackout. Yeah. I thought I was in Siberia for a moment, and I just pressed the buzzer.
Yeah, well... keenness sometimes does damage the fun, Will, so... I
feel suitably admonished, Nicholas.
Right, OK. You're lovely to have on the show. An incorrect challenge, Paul, so a point to you. And 57 seconds, A Night at the Opera, starting now.
The Marx Brothers film, A Night at the Opera, made in 1968, featuring Paul McCartney...
I want to put it to the audience.
I don't know the exact date, but they...
1935.
But it was around that time.
It came out in 1935.
It did, yeah.
Oh, it did come out in 35, didn't it?
Marx Brothers, yeah.
So your challenge was correct?
Yes.
You're right, don't sound surprised.
So, Ross, a correct challenge. 53 seconds still available. A Night at the Opera starting now.
It's the suits of armour that are the biggest problem, because you sit down and they're all squeaking as you're trying to enjoy a big fat woman with horns singing away on the balcony.
Will challenge.
Well, I mean, I imagine that the actual title for the round on the card is A Night, N-I-G-H-T, at the opera, not a K-N-I-G-H-T, but and I think that's deviation.
Well, I have to say, we're not as pedantic as that in the show. The word was night, and it doesn't matter how it's spelt.
Also, speaking as a registered dyslexic, you're being very discriminatory.
An incorrect challenge to you, Ross, A Night at the Opera. 42 seconds starting now.
And who should be sat on the other side? David Hasselhoff with his talking car. That's right. It was impossible to hear the music. I turned to him. Michael, I said.
Will, you challenge again?
Repetition of Michael.
No, David.
No.
Oh, sorry.
David Hasselhoff, he played Michael Knight, and that's why there was a night at the opera, you see.
Ross... justified the incorrect challenge and is keeping the subject, A Night at the Opera. 31 seconds starting now.
I would like to enjoy this music. That's what Kit said.
Paul challenged.
Oh, we did have music before.
Oh, you talked about the music before, right? Yes.
Well, couldn't think of anyone else called Night.
27 seconds are still available. A Night at the Opera starting now.
It was written by Mozart and called The Magic Flute, and round about the interval I got rather bored, I'm afraid, because I didn't really find it very amusing, because other people were sitting around saying shh like that every time I laughed at something, or they would pretend that the jokes weren't really there because it all must be taken very seriously. I don't really like the operatic voice, I have to say, neither the female or the male for me. If you listen to someone like Paul McCartney singing Paperback Writer, which is recorded...
So Paul Merton speaking as a whistle win, gained an extra point. He's moved forward, but he's still one behind Ross Noble, our leader, and he's one ahead of Will Self, and more than that, of Sheila Hancock, who begins the next round. Sheila, this is your turn to begin. The subject is Dear Diary. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
At the risk of repeating myself, because I did a programme about this, my very first diary was written on my visit to France, where I fell in love with a man who played in a band. And it was written for my father's benefit, because I wanted to reassure him that I was behaving myself. And there's a passage where I say, "You don't have to worry, Daddy. Claude is a very good guy. In fact, He...
Oh. Ross, your challenge.
I feel bad for doing it.
Yeah. You'll never know.
No.
Well, you might get it back again, Sheila. You never know. You win for 29 seconds, and there are 31 still available, Ross. And another point to you, of course. Dear diary, starting now.
Bambi used to keep a dear diary. It was a terrible thing. Shut your face. It was the... Sorry, I couldn't ride the groan. Let me guess, is it the wrong spelling of dear?
So what is it, Will?
I think he did hesitate a little.
Just a little, yes.
Yeah.
I liked his thing about the spelling of dear, though, didn't you?
That was very droll.
How are you spelling that?
So, Will, 24 seconds are still available. Tell us something about Dear Diary, starting now.
I personally have never kept a diary. I believe such practices are inimical to the writing of fiction.
Ross Challenge.
I want a full spelling of that. And a proof that it's a word.
I-N-I-M-I-C-A-L, consult a dictionary. Available at all good shops.
Ooh.
Lovely. You've won a teapot.
It's a bit harsh. We enjoy the interruption, but I can't award any points to that. So, Will, you've still got the subject. Dear Diary, 17 seconds, starting now.
Serious novels and short stories tend often to rely on the psychic contents of their authors' minds. If you simply...
Sheila Challenge.
I think this is verging on hesitation. It's what somebody else on our panel used to do years ago, of going very slowly like that, and it is a form, in my opinion, of hesitation.
It's a clever way to play the game, and I think if he goes any slower, I will penalise him. But in the meantime, you've drawn attention to it, Sheila, and so we give you a bonus point for that.
Watch it.
You watch it. And there are 6 seconds still for you, Will, on Dear Diary, starting now.
If I were to keep a diary, I'd do it on a tape recorder and I'd speak with great speed.
Poor challenge.
A repetition of keep.
Oh, yes, you did say keep. You see what happens when you speed up, Will. Paul, you've got him with 3 seconds to go on Dear Diary, starting now.
According to my diary, Paperback Writer was actually recorded in 1966. 66. Not 65. 66.
Well, at the end of that round, we have a very interesting situation. Ross Noble, Will Self and Paul Merton all equal together, just ahead of Sheila Hancock. And we're moving into the final round. So Sheila's trailing a little behind Paul Merton, Will Self and Ross Noble. And, Will, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is sun cream. I don't know whether it's part of your makeup or behaviour, but would you talk on the subject? For 60 seconds, if you can, starting now.
I personally have no requirement to wear sun cream at all, being of a fairly dark complexion. My Uncle Bob looked like a Native American, but in fact he was a Jewish advertising man from Queens in New York. Not having to wear this cream, I nonetheless hugely enjoy spreading it on other people's epidermises. Indeed, I have made something of a profession.
Sheila Challenge.
Is the plural of epidermis epidermises, or is it epidermi?
It's epidermises.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I'm as sure of that as I am of the fact that I have two strong, shapely legs.
Prove it.
Visual comedy isn't very successful on radio. He did get up on his chair and showed us his legs. And
no, he didn't. He showed us his jeans. He didn't take his jeans down.
Contained within his jeans.
Put it to the audience, Nicholas. Put it to the audience. Let them all have a feel. Come on.
What was this word you were challenging on?
Well, epidermis. If it's Latin origin, the plural will be epidermi.
That's right.
That's not actually strictly true.
Oh, go on, let him have it.
Let him have it. Right. I won't charge any points on that. The 29 seconds will on sun cream starting now.
Placing a small dab on each finger, I lower my hand towards the back and then begin to move it in a rotary motion. Going lower, I reach...
Oh, come on. Stop him. Leaving. This is turning into a porn show. We don't want to see his legs and hear about his tricks with sun cream.
I think you doth protest too much.
Deviation, deviation.
Sheila, I'm going to give it to you because...
What?
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt because she's had two goes at you and I didn't allow it the first time.
Don't worry, you'll get it back. I've got nothing to say about it.
Benefit of the doubt, Sheila. 16 seconds available. Sun cream starting now.
The important thing to remember about sun cream is that there are different factors. 5, 10, 15, 25, 30. 50 is the one that you should actually use.
Ah, Paul challenge.
No, 50's an anorak. Sorry, I thought it'd be funnier than it was.
Explain it, Paul. I can't.
Well, it's giving a lot of protection, so therefore, factor 50 is actually an anorak.
Yeah, there is.
An anorak is a garment that's very popular with children.
Oh, that's a bit obscure, darling.
It is now, yes.
Sheila, yeah. I wouldn't give it to him. There's only 1 second to go.
No, I shouldn't have challenged. No.
Oh, well, I get an extra point because
no doubt you get a point because I'm not going to allow the challenge.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And but we enjoyed it, but it's
not that much. What?
1 second, Sheila. Sun cream starting now.
Sun cream.
Well. Let me give you the final score. Actually, Sheila Hancock trailed a little, and she's been so successful in the past, but it was only a few points behind. And what I'm going to do here now is there was only 1 point separating Paul Merton, Will Self and Ross Noble, so I'm going to say all three of them are equal winners this week. I just want to say thank you to Hayley Sterling, who's helped me with the score. She blew a whistle with such aplomb and kept the score. We thank these four fine players of the game, Paul Merton, Sheila Hancock, Will Self and Ross Noble. We're indebted to our producer, Matt Strong, and we're deeply indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. So from the audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons and the team, thank you. Tune in again at the same time when we play Just a Minute! Yeah.